Welcome to the 8th day of April, year of our Lord, 2024. This is Con Café on Solar Eclipse Day. I hope all of you are careful. Us here in Texas, the report is, and I'm recording this on Sunday afternoon, is that we may not even see the eclipse because of weather. It might be a little cloudy. We don't know. Regardless, be careful. Have fun. This is also my youngest brother's birthday, Elias. Happy birthday to Elias. And we'll get to some other prayer concerns and celebrations in a moment. But we're looking at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 36 to 48. And this is another account on Thomas, but not so much Thomas, but maybe doubting. And devotionals call more undoubting, thanks, Thomas. We just looked at this passage from the Gospel of John not too long ago. But are you ready to get into God's Word? I am. Let's go to verse 36. Now, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Well, happy Monday, dear friends. May the grace and peace of the Lord Jesus be your strength for today and all days. Pray for one another. Prayers for this old man is this coming Saturday. We will have the memorial service for the young suicide victim from Nixon, Texas. I ask that you pray for his family, for his friends, and all who loved and knew him. The memorial service will be at Smiley Methodist Church in Smiley, Texas, at 10 a.m. this coming Saturday. Also, friends, please pray for the Reverend John Fletcher, pastor of Kelsey Memorial United Methodist Church, Corpus Christi, who is in Houston this week awaiting a transplant surgery in his battle against cancer. Pray for John's healing and for his victory over cancer. Prayers for his wife, Gloria, and their three children. May God comfort them and be with them. Grant them hope and peace. That's our prayer. Make it your prayer as well. Well, dear friends, as I said, for the second time in less than a month, we are visiting the passage where Jesus, after his crucifixion and resurrection, presents himself among the disciples who were hiding in the upper room. The one we studied last time was by John in his gospel. Today is from the Gospel of Matthew. Each writer highlights what they see as most important, what they remembered as being very important and touching to them. John's gospel focused more on the doubt of Thomas. This one focuses on the physical evidence that Luke believes makes the case for this event to have actually taken place. I've shared before that while in seminary, I took a New Testament course where the professor shared how he did not believe that this event took place physically. He called it a faith event. And his exact remark was that the objective eye of a camera would not have captured the image of a risen Jesus. Okay, let's move on. Luke, like John, shares how the physically alive and physically present Jesus makes himself seen inside a locked room. Luke also shares how the disciples thought Jesus was a ghost. Yes, people back then knew about ghosts, and even some believed that they exist. In fact, Jesus' response was to counter that which they thought, or the thought that he was a ghost. Look at my hands and feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. Now, John's remarks from Jesus were directed to the disciples, then later to Thomas, for his not having been present when this event took place. Luke further has Jesus saying he is hungry, something ghosts do not ever demonstrate, as far as we know. Do you have anything here to eat? Was Jesus' question. The disciples give him some fish, and he eats. Then Jesus proceeds to further prove the fulfillment of Scripture in his vision. I'm tickled because our little grandson is here, and he knows Grandpa's in here, and he wanted to be in here, didn't understand what I'm doing, but I'll get to him in a minute. Now, Jesus said everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. He then opens the minds of the disciples so they could understand the Scriptures. All was in obedience to what God had wanted to happen so that there would be repentance of sins preached in his name to all nations, starting right there in Jerusalem, and the 12 were disciples of these things. Now, friends, this passage resonates deeply with our faith journey. Like the disciples, we may encounter moments of doubt, confusion, or fear. We may question the reality of God's promises or struggle to grasp the depth of his love. Yet Jesus meets us in our uncertainty. Write that down, that Jesus meets us in our uncertainty. He invites us to experience his presence, to witness his faithfulness, and to embrace the reality of his resurrection power in our lives. As we reflect on this encounter, let us remember that Jesus meets us where we are. He understands our doubts, patiently offers reassurance, and just as he commissioned the disciples to be his witnesses, he calls you and me to testify to his transformative power in our lives. Our call to action is to share the good news of Christ's resurrection boldly, to live as reflections of his love and grace in the world. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Loving God, we thank you for the assurance of your presence in our lives. Help us overcome doubt and fear, knowing that you are with us always. Empower us to be bold witnesses of your resurrection and love. For it's in Christ Jesus' strong name that we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Face your doubts with the understanding that doubting sometimes comes as a part of our faith journey. But don't let doubt defeat your faith. Let it instead strengthen you on your walk. I love you and I thank God for you. I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. If this has blessed you in any way, push all the buttons there. Let the world know you believe and you want to win the world for Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you and keep you now and always. Amen.